Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today, and man, do we have a lot going on. I will say this, ladies and gentlemen, that today is the day that we're going to have to roll up our sleeves as a talk show. And I don't care if you are listening to us in Ocala, Florida, or Salem, Oregon. We need all of you to pick up the phone and call your elected lawmakers today on Capitol Hill. Your representative, your two senators, give them a call and tell them to vote no on this insane border bill that Senator James Lankford has concocted along with Chuckie Schumer. And we've had Senator Lankford as a guest on this program a number of times, and I'm not sure what the senator is thinking here. I know that he's been out there complaining about people misrepresenting his bill. And so I decided, you know what, I want to give the guy a fair shake. So I downloaded the bill yesterday, and I read through the bill, 300-some-odd pages. And I will tell you, we're just going to go through some of the nuggets here, but let me just say right out of the gate, this is nothing more than an amnesty bill for illegals. That's all it is, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why this has to be stopped. This legislation does absolutely nothing to stop the flow of illegals across the border. As a matter of fact, the bill would allow up to 5,000 illegals to walk across our border every day. By the way, Senator Lankford says that's not in there. Well, it is in there. And all you need to do is search for the word 5,000 or search for the number 5,000 and you will see it for yourself. I took a screenshot of it and posted it on the Twitter feed. Interesting to know that because of this bill, Ukraine is getting more money than the United States Marine Corps. As a matter of fact, $60 billion, that's how much money is earmarked for Ukraine in this bill. Only $650 million for the American border wall. Israel getting billions of dollars in funding to protect their borders. So here's my question, and we will open up the phone lines here on this. But here's my question. Why is Ukraine's border more important than America's? Why is Israel's border more important than America's? Why are we more concerned about helping people protect their borders than our very own border? This makes no sense at all. No sense at all. So look, we did the math. 1.8 million illegals a year. That's how many that they will knowingly let into the country. 1.8 million a year. Not only that, you, the good taxpayers, you people listening to us right now in Gainesville, Georgia, Bartlesville, Oklahoma, you will have to cover the cost of the immigration lawyers. You will also be funding radical pro-immigration groups. This is what the Republican leadership in the U.S. Senate came up with. Now, Speaker Mike Johnson, to his credit, said this thing is dead on arrival in the House of Representatives. But you're going to be getting a lot of spin in the mainstream media, right? So the drive-by media folks, they're going to come in and they're going to say, well, this is really all about the Republicans wanting to be able to campaign on the border issue. That's not true. Just that is simply not true. And by the way, I would encourage you to go and read the bill for yourself. We've got it over at toddstearns.com. But this is absolutely insane. So Senator Langford is out there saying, well, it's people are just they're just not giving me a chance here. Cut number two.
Yeah, the challenge that Senator Cruz has and a bunch of other folks is they're still waiting to be able to read the bill on this. And this has been our great challenge of being able to fight through the final words to be able to get the bill text out so people can hear it. Right now, there's internet rumors is all that people are running on. It would be absolutely absurd for me to agree to 5,000 people a day. This bill focuses on getting us to zero illegal crossings a day. There's no amnesty. It increases the number of Border Patrol agents, it increases asylum officers, it increases detention beds so we can quickly detain and then deport individuals. It ends catch and release. It focuses on additional deportation flights out. It changes our asylum process so that people get a fast asylum screening at a higher standard and then get returned back to their home country. This is not about letting 5,000 people in a day. This is the most misunderstood section of this proposal. Let me tell you briefly what it is. In the last 4 months, we've had 7 days. In 4 months, we've had 7 days that we had less than 5,000 people. This is set up for if you have a rush of people coming at the border closes down. No one gets in. This is not someone standing at the border with a little clicker saying, I'm going to let one more in. We're at 4,999 and then it has to stop. It is a shutdown of the border and everyone actually gets turned around.
Okay.
That's the focus that we have right now is how do we actually intervene in this administration and turn people around, not let people in?
Okay. So he actually said this this morning on Fox and Friends, and yet we have screenshotted where it actually does say that they will allow up to 5,000 illegals or more to cross the border. So he is being less than honest here, and I don't know if he's mistaken or if this is intentional, but I'm telling you, it behind the scenes, and by the way, Fox is trying to sell this. A Kilmeade on Fox and Friends says that, well, Langford is a true blue conservative. He's not a true red conservative. He says you don't get elected in Oklahoma if you're not a conservative. Well, that's true. But right now, Senator Langford is looking like a rhino traitor. That's what it's looking like here. I don't know what's going through the guy's mind. By the way, our friend Henry Rogers over at Daily Caller says that a Mike Lee staffer just blew up at the GOP conference comms meeting and stormed out. Among other invectives against the bill, he said Senator Langford might not want to get reelected, but the rest of their bosses do. And apparently that line was met by thunderous applause. I'm telling you, folks, it is a serious situation right now up on Capitol Hill. Now, we understand from Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, that this bill is going to be dead on arrival in the House. Cut number four, Speaker Langford talking about that.
Here's what Speaker Johnson said. I have seen enough. This bill is even worse than we expected. It won't come close to any of the border catastrophe the president has created. As the lead Democrat negotiator proclaimed, under this legislation, the border never closes. If this bill reaches the House, it will be dead on arrival. Your thoughts?
Yeah, unfortunately, he would step out and be able to say that right away before, obviously, he had a chance to be able to read it as well and to be able to go through it. The key aspect of this, again, is are we as Republicans going to have press conferences and complain the border's bad and then intentionally leave it open? After the worst month in American history in December, now we've got to actually determine, are we going to just complain about things or are we going to actually address and to change as many things as we can? If we have the shot, and it's amazing to me, if I go back 2 months ago and say we had the shot under a Democrat president to dramatically increase detention beds, deportation flights, lock down the border, to be able to change the asylum laws,
right,
to be able to accelerate the process, no one would have believed it. And now no one actually wants to be able to fix it and says, I don't want to even debate it. I don't want to discuss it. We have to decide as Republicans, what are we going to actually do about the border? Leave it open or actually leave it closed?
So there you go. The senator invited on to Fox News to try and sell this. But folks, it stinks. It just stinks. The only thing that you need to know is that this does not secure the border and it doesn't shut down the border. Illegals are still going to be coming across, and it's going to cost you a whole lot more money. By the way, there, we've got a story we're working on out of New York City. So New York City launching a $53 million pilot program, and get this, it's going to provide cash to illegal alien families. So they're going to get a prepaid credit card, and they're going to be able to use that credit card to buy what the mayor calls culturally relevant diets. And so based on who's been coming across the border, looking like Kung Pao chicken and gorditas. There's going to be a lot of people buying Chinese. As a matter of fact, we've got a story. Where is that story? I think we've got the... Oh, yes. There is a story about the number of people coming across the border, and most of these people are actually from China. So we'll play that audio a little bit later on. But I'm telling you, folks, we are living in an America last America. You don't matter. To give you an illustration here, the price tag for just housing and feeding the illegals in New York City, and that's about $150,000, and New York City is a sanctuary city, so they have to do this, it's about $12 billion over the next 3 years. That's your tax money, folks, your tax money. And I would be willing to wager that many people living in living in the Bronx, Queens, Staten Island, the working class neighborhoods and boroughs of New York City, I would be willing to say that a lot of those people are living paycheck to paycheck. I'd be willing to say that a lot of them probably can't afford credit cards. Maybe they don't even qualify for a credit card. And yet the illegals are getting credit cards, and the hardworking people of the Queens and Bronx and Staten Island are paying for those. I'd be willing to say that many of those hardworking people, the blue-collar workers of New York City, they've never set foot, much less spent the night, in one of those highbrow, fancy, whoop-de-doo hotels. Very beautiful, very nice hotels that are now housing these illegal aliens. Paid for by the hardworking tax dollars of these blue-collar workers in New York City. You understand now here, folks? That's what America Last looks like. Your kids are going to be going without. That's what this is all about. All right, our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. From the New York Times bestselling author Eric Metaxas comes a riveting new film, Letter to the American Church. The film explores the parallels between 1930s Nazi Germany, Mao and Stalin regimes, and the infiltration of cultural Marxism in America today. The church's decision to stay out of politics undermines the very message of the gospel and its power to transform human existence. Metaxas issues an urgent call to the church: stay silent and abandon its mission of proclaiming liberty, or stand up to the forces of evil. Join Eric and several leading voices of today as they explain how America and the church are at the precipice of destruction and need to wake up and take action. Don't miss this film, streaming February 8th on Epoch TV, part of Epoch Times. Visit LetterToTheAmericanChurch.com for more. Yeah, Trump says this thing is simply horrendous, and I completely agree with him. Let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. Let's start the day with James in North Carolina. WTKF is our station. Hi, James. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Trump offered a solution for the Dreamers, and so that some of these people could become legal. And the Democrats turned it down because Trump was the one that offered it. And if I was a Republican, I would bring that up all the time, okay? And They shouldn't take this deal if it's a bad deal. They should shut the border down. I do not understand. How many people can we take? Should we take 100 million people? I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
It's a great question, and it's one that no one will answer. Not a single rhino, not a single Democrat. They will not answer that question. And that has to be addressed. And the answer, well, they know the answer. They're just not going to tell you, James. But they want enough illegals in this country. They want to flood the nation with cheap labor. And then they want all of these people reliant upon the federal government for every single thing, whether it's food, clothing, housing. It's really appalling. But this is what the literal takeover and the transformation of America from a free nation to a communist nation is looking like. And they're going to be able to do it without even firing a shot.
Well, I've been in the construction industry for 40 years, and the cheap illegal labor has devastated my area. And people that have been doing it all their lives had to get into another line of work because they couldn't afford to work that cheap. And these guys aren't paying taxes. I mean, I have to pay my taxes, you know, and if they wanted to raise more tax money instead of talking about the rich people, let's make all these people that are here illegally pay their taxes. How about that? Is that a good idea?
Well, that is, look, James, it's a good point you're raising, and I think it's important for people to understand. You're not living in a border state, right? You're in North Carolina, and this is happening.
Carolina, we have a ton of them here. And people will hire them. The same people that are complaining about these people coming here and want to close the border will hire them to work on their house. Okay? That's the reason I'm not a Republican anymore. I'm not in the Chamber of Commerce anymore because they like it just as much as the Democrats do for the cheap labor. Okay? Construction is the only job where if you want to pay somebody a good living wage or an American wage, you can hire somebody illegally. Okay? And it's been like that for years. And now all these people are reaping what they sowed. So I had people, I've been called a racist and everything else, right? So now these people are complaining. Well, what are they complaining about now? It's been going on for 30 years. So that's my thought on it. And should have done something about it years ago.
Well, James. And you're right. It affects predominantly working class Americans. That's who this impacts. And that's why you're seeing so many, for example, in Texas. If you go and ask an American in Texas and they're of Hispanic descent, they're going to be saying, shut it down because it is hurting us. And to your point, James, you're in the construction industry and you're telling me that this is crushing your business.
It's crushing a lot of good people that were born here. And now they can't live on what the Mexicans will do the work for. Plus, they don't pay taxes. They don't have to pay insurance. They don't have to pay all the things that we pay, so they're under business.
That's it.
And people are really quick to hire them because they're cheaper. Okay? It's unreal what's happened.
Look at the number of black celebrities that are now openly talking about supporting Donald Trump. They see this. They can see what's happening. As a matter of fact, Killer Mike, it's interesting. This happened last night at the Grammys, and James, appreciate that call. Killer Mike, after he won his Grammys, got arrested. They showed up and hauled him out. They didn't tell us why he got arrested, what the charges were. But it's interesting because just a few days ago, I think it was 2 or 3 days ago, Killer Mike was on Bill Maher's program and said he could not and would not endorse Joe Biden for the presidency. That's a little weird, is it not, ladies and gentlemen, that Killer Mike, one minute he's not endorsing Joe Biden, and the next minute the police show up. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Hey, go to our live show blog. Many of you have been asking, what about can I get a personally inscribed autographed copy of the new book? The answer is yes. Just click on our live show blog. You'll see the headline, Horrendous Trump Blast Senate Border Bill. There is a link and you'll be able to order that, and you can do that today. We'll be right back, America. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for your continued support. And to thank you, they have an overstock clearance sale right now for the best prices ever when you use the promo code STARNS, and you get free shipping on your entire order. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0 and the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived. Won't last long, folks. Get a six-pack towel set for only $29.98 and take advantage of the free shipping on larger items like mattresses and mattress toppers, 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale, from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels. They absorb dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, so much more. To get the best offers ever, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 and get free shipping on your entire order while supplies last. Welcome back, everybody. What an honor to have you with us today, and thank you so much for hanging out with us. We have a good time, and we have really the best listeners in all of talk radio. We really do. I mentioned to you right before the break, it was a little rushed, but if you go to my website right now, we have worked out a way for you to get a personally inscribed and autographed copy of my new book. And because, look, we're not going to be able to do every city. We can't do 160 cities. I wish we could. So there may be some cities that we cannot get to. And if you would like, I will personally inscribe and autograph. And it's, by the way, I do this. I remember the first time we tried something like this, I think we had Dylan. I thought, well, we'll have a few. We'll have 100 people, right? We'll have 100 people. So I was still living in New York City. Living in the 25th floor of this beautiful, beautiful, brand new upscale building, had, you know, floor to ceiling windows looking out over the East River. Oh, it was great. We got about 2,000 pre-orders, and it's amazing. You would think that you would be able to fit that many books inside a New York City apartment, but the answer to that is no, you cannot. But I actually autographed every single one of them. People always ask me, do you really sign? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Including that sweet English, retired English teacher in Gainesville, Georgia, a devout listener of WDUN. And she came to my book signing. We did it at a barbecue joint there, Smokehouse Barbecue. And I signed my name. She leaves, comes back, and she says, young man, what is that? I said, well, that's my signature. And she says, you really need to work on your penmanship. It's true. It is. I do have a nice autograph. So anyway, all that to say, if you go to our website, toddstarns.com, you'll be able to click on the link. And I think the book is going for $26 on Amazon. Ours is $28, but that includes shipping. So you're still getting a good deal. And Todd, how come you're not paying for shipping? Okay, I don't make Bill O'Reilly money. What do you want me to do here, people? Come on. I'm just kidding. Well, not really. But anyway, go and order a book. You're going to love it, and I can't wait for you to read it. All right, our telephone number is 901-260-5926. Let's go to WTKF in North Carolina. Keith is hanging out with us. All right, Keith, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Todd. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, happy to do it.
And before I jump in, I want to give kudos to Miss Lydia. I believe she's becoming more and more comfortable in her new position.
Are you saying, Keith, that she was uncomfortable in the position? Is that what you're telling me?
No, she just sounds like a natural fit now.
Okay, well, that's the only thing is she wears the tiara, and Dylan's kind of feeling jealous. You know, it's,
well, he can go out and buy. I think he can buy one at Walmart.
There you go. Well, that's an easy fix. What's going on, Keith?
One other thing. I have two of your books. I have God Bless America and the Biscuit book. Both of them are signed, and I highly recommend people. He writes good books. The reason that I called is if this subject that you're currently speaking about does not dominate America's talk radio and airwaves today, then there are people asleep at the wheel. This is a very, very important issue. I've already called my congressman. I called him before, and now I called him again now that we're knowing more about what's in this bill. I want everybody out there in every district to find out who their congressperson is and call them up. We need to shut that border. We need to know who's already here. We don't need the time to shut the border, and we don't need to give anybody blanket amnesty. We need to just build that wall and shut it down. That's it.
I like the way you think there, Keith, and you're right. I'm glad you called your elected representative. Folks, you've got to do it. We've got to light up the phones today. We've got a country to save. And I know that the speaker, and he's been doing good lately. Speaker Johnson says he's holding the line, but he needs to know that there are millions of people out there that are supporting these guys, you know, so we've got to make sure they do the right thing here. And folks, be sure to say thank you. Thank you for doing the right thing. All right, Keith, thank you for the kind words. I really appreciate it. And you're right. I've got the best staff in America. And by the way, welcome back, Grace Baker, who was somewhere south of the border. She was on a cruise or something. I don't know. She was having a good old time. I forgot to ask if Merlot went. We'll have to get the details. But if you follow Miss Grace on the socials, she had a good time. Didn't want to come back to the cold confines of Chicago. Let's go to Grizzly in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. All right, Grizzly, what's going on?
Well, first time caller, but I've been listening to you a while, so I'm glad I found you. I have a solution to the border problem.
I am all ears, Grizzly.
Okay, we make a steadfast deal. All the immigrants, illegals that come across, we send them to California, and we say, we're giving you California. Stay out of the other 49 states, but you can have California.
Grizzly, I like this idea. I mean, it's a beautiful state, but if they got to take one for the union, I love it.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
I know this is inappropriate to say, Grizzly, and I don't mean to disparage the good people of California, but their beaches really suck. I mean, they got nothing on the Redneck Riviera. You know what I mean? I bet you've been down to the Gulf Coast.
Absolutely. I have.
Where the women are beautiful and suntanned, and the sand is just white as Dixie crystals. And the water is crystal clear. Oh, it's a beautiful place.
Yep.
Dixie or Grizzly, go ahead. Finish your thought.
I just think that would solve everything. California can do what they want. They so far gone. We'll just give them that for Texas.
Well, Grizzly, I think we'd come out ahead on that deal. So, all right, Grizzly, God bless you, and welcome, first-time caller. We are going to be heading to Gainesville, Georgia. We'll be telling you more about that. Actually, our friend Bill Main and the great crew over at DUN will be telling you more about that. By the way, I heard from my sweet friend Anna Jacobs over at WDUN. She said, that English teacher, that Sharon Briggs. Well, hello, Mrs. Briggs. I've been working on my penmanship, so I'm going to... You can actually make out my name now. By the way, I got a lovely letter, and I want to read this to you. And I do read everything you guys send, but it's a lot. There's a lot of stuff, so sometimes it takes me a little while. A lovely lady by the name of Nancy Hansen writes to me. She says, hello, Mr. Stearns. My dear friend Emery Jones recently heard you speak and told me that you spoke of Ludlow Porch. I am his widow. How about that? I knew the name, and I didn't realize that Nancy was Luddy's widow. She says, it'll be 13 years next month that Ludlow passed away. There are days when I'm grateful that he can't see what an unbelievable turn this country has taken. Perhaps someday our paths will cross. I live in Dahlonega, Georgia. And in the meantime, keep up the fight for our conservative rights and values. Best, Nancy. Nancy, we will do that. We're gonna make time to go up to Dahlonega, and I will buy Nancy. We're gonna buy Nancy lunch over at the Smith House. Maybe we can bring the English teacher too. We'll have to. All right, we'll work on that. All right, 901-260. It's family style, Dylan. So you sit there. The big old things of fried chicken. It's good. It's good eating. All right. Let's go to James, who is from Memphis but has his resort home in Florida. And are you vacationing down there, James?
I got a good friend here, and it's good to be loved from years and years ago. But I just want to say I want to thank you, man, for having this radio show where it makes sense and the people that call make sense. And it's really just common sense what's going on. But it's like, I know. This is all done purposely. I remember Nikita Khrushchev. You may not remember that guy. He was the premier of Russia. He came here to America. He beat on that. He was in New York talking in the UN. He said, we will bury y'all. He said, this communist will bury y'all. And this is what I'm understanding what's happening now. Because anytime you take a man's labor and just give him pennies for it, man and woman, sorry, and you give him pennies for it, that's evil. That's evil as hell. And this is what this is all about. Republicans, Democrats. That's why I like Donald Trump. I ain't no Republican. I ain't no Democrat. I ain't into none of them parties because they all do the same thing. All you got to do is look. Open your eyes and look. And you can see. But Donald Trump is exposing the hypocrisy of the Republican Party. They claim to be this. They claim to be that. But they about as crooked as them damn them Democrats. And them Democrats are hard-nosed. I remember this guy named Caulfield said, when you see Trump, you ought to get your heel to just insert it on his throat, hard and hard. Now, this is what a Republican guy from the Democratic Party talked about Trump. Talked about him like he ought to be bleed, bloody.
James,
and these people are real sick.
Yeah, let me tell you something about Trump, and I've had the chance to, I was interviewing him for the new book, and over 90 minutes, I sat in that office, and I watched a man who was multitasking. It was unbelievable what he was able to do and the way his mind works. But whenever I would be in Washington, D.C., I would stay at the Trump International Hotel, and it was just a great hotel, pretty convenient to where I needed to be. And I would always talk with the staff. I'd stay there about a week or so at a time. And I would talk to the staff, and it was interesting, James, because most of the staff, and talking about management, minorities in management, upper management at the hotel, to a person, they talked about what an honor it was to work for Donald Trump and that he took care of everybody. And I think that says a lot about this man. You don't hear a lot about that, but he takes care of his people, and I respect that.
I respect Donald Trump to the fact because he recognized what I recognize. America has enemies all over the world. They do not like the way so-called poor. Hell, poor people got TV and radios. They doing good at being poor. I know what poor is. I don't see a lot of poor in America, and I've seen a lot of poor overseas. And that's why these people want these people here. And a lot of these people got a lot of evil in them. Anytime you don't whoop the police like them guys did and cuss, and they got the camera up talking about screw you, those people are serious. And that's what these Americans don't have a clue.
Yeah.
They're in the goody-goody land. They're in the la-la land.
That's a great point.
Serious being taken. Yeah, and America needs to do more than talk. Like I'm doing more than talk. And I was laid back kind of guy. But what I see going on now is saying that I'm definitely in my time, like Trump is. But later on, we need people like Vivek Ramaswamy that said we need this. All this bureaucracy, CDC, all that crap need to be dismantled.
All right, James, I got to wrap it up. I'm late for a break, but I don't want you to get too riled up because you're on vacation. So Get yourself a nice little drink there with the umbrella and get, you know, head on back out and enjoy the day.
Listen, man, this is me anyway. I enjoy my day talking like I'm talking.
I love
it. That's what makes me.
All right,
I get energy behind it.
You need. We need. We need. When you come back to Memphis, we'll have to get together.
Listen, I sort of got a book from you a year ago. I had talked to. I ain't got that book yet.
Wait,
I'm
what?
All, these books
all right, I'm going to fire somebody for that. We're going to get to the.
Wait a minute, I didn't come and get it.
Well, that's on you.
It was all on me.
All right, I'm not going to. Dylan, you're not fired. I just rehired you. All right, come on down, James. All right.
Yeah, but listen, when I come back, the Whitehaven Republicans, I'm going to get with them and I'm going to let them know. Just because you say you're Republican, then that don't mean we got to put this stuff into action.
Yes, we do.
All of this stuff we're talking about. We got to put it into action.
James, I got to go or Dylan's going to throw something at me. You be good, sir. Always great hearing from you. James from Memphis, vacationing in Florida. Great guy. Great. But you know what? It's true. I think there are a lot of people around the country that are just like James. They're not Republican. Maybe they're Democrat or they're even not even a Democrat. But they see it. They see what happens when they go down to the super low grocery store. And they're trying to get their stuff for dinner, and it cost an arm and a leg. People see that, so they're not buying what Biden and the media is trying to sell. That's all I'm trying to say. All right, we got to take a break here. Again, head over to the website. You can pre-order an inscribed and autographed copy of the book that starts today. We are limiting this, folks, so you want to go ahead and hop on this ASAP. Got to take a break. This is the Todd Stern Show. I watched the Grammys last night. I was trying to see if I was still culturally relevant. It took me about 30 seconds to realize I wasn't. I think, Dylan, the part that really kind of got to me was the chick who got up there and she was smearing blood on her face as blood was oozing out of this giant wall. She was like singing some sort of like, I don't know, devil worshiping song about vampires.
Sounds like Doja Cat.
Doja what? Huh?
Doja Cat.
Okay.
She's kind of a demon worshiper nowadays.
Oh yeah, that's her.
Yeah,
there was demon worshiping last night, and then a Killer Mike. Poor Killer Mike. I think he got whacked because of he didn't endorse Biden.
That's not Taylor Swift do.
Taylor Swift. I know a lot of my fellow brethren and sistren in talk radio, conservative talk radio, believe she's some sort of a Pentagon psyop. whatever gets your ratings,
mm-hmm.
She's a singer, okay? Yeah. And Marsha Blackburn kicked her butt in the last election cycle. Mm-hmm. Just want to throw that out there. I thought she did a nice job with the I saw one of her acceptance awards. I told you I watched the Grammys. I watched a chunk of it.
Highlights.
And then I had it on in the background. I was working on the website last night. But then there was it Lizzo? Is that I think she's been taking Calitrin.
She has.
Look good.
That's good.
And but Fantasia, she did Tina Turner's Proud Mary. I guess it was okay. I don't know. It just seemed to lack something. But I did see Miley Cyrus, and this is where I'm confused. I wanted to like the song. I don't know. Everybody says she crushed it last night.
Every time I see her, she looks like a different person.
Like right.
She doesn't look like Miley Cyrus.
She had like Priscilla Presley hair from the 1970s, 80s going on last night.
She has a good voice.
And she was wearing some sort of a contraption made out of safety pins. I don't know what that was.
Is that work appropriate, Todd?
No.
Okay.
It was not work appropriate. So, but there you go. So I'm trying to, all that to say, I don't think they're making music like they used to. That's the long story of it. The short story. All right, hey, we got to take a break. We got a lot more going on. Call your congressman, folks. Then you call us back and tell us what they had to say. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Yes. Hello. Is the mic on? Hello, America. Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us today. Wow, do we have a lot going on across America, across the fruited plain. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You will need this if you want to call in. Oh, we have Rocco. Hang tight, Rocco. We're going to get to you. But our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Again, 901-260-5926. Just a reminder that you will be able to now get an autographed and inscribed, personally inscribed copy of my new book. It'll be in bookstores March 16th. Jeez, hello. Sorry about that. I got a text message here. So anyway, we have a special deal going. So you're going to be able to get this book before anybody else, which is pretty cool. The book will be in bookstores March 19th. But if you order now, you will get yours first, and it will be inscribed and autographed by yours truly. And all you have to do is go to our website, toddstarnes.com, and you'll see the information right there. It'll just smack you right upside the head. And I would love for you to get a copy of the new book. It's going to be great. Trust me. All right. There is a disturbing story out there, and if you don't follow the National File, you should, nationalfile.com. And this story written by the incredible journalist over there at National File. The headline, exclusive source, Biden daughter's diary details not appropriate showers with Joe as a child. It's a pretty shocking story. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to the publisher for National File, Noel Fritsch. Noel, good to have you with us today.
Thanks, Todd, for having me. I appreciate it very much.
So going back to when this story was first exposed, I'm surprised that it really hasn't been picked up by a lot of other places. I think it originally got some traction here. But this is a very big deal, and it looks to me like a possible criminal big deal.
That's absolutely the case, Todd. And we broke this, just to run the audience through some of the timeline here. It is astonishing, the timeline. We actually broke this story October 24th. The great Patrick Howley, who was one of the lead beat reporters at Breitbart during 2016 with the takedown of Hillary Clinton, broke this story at nationalfile.com. In October of 2020, before the election, of course, was, in our opinion, taken from President Trump. And we released the diary in full on the 26th. There were a whole bunch of naysayers out there. And one of the reasons that this thing didn't get much traffic, Todd, and a lot of people know this guy's name. His name is James O'Keefe. He's one of the big reasons. Now, we all know that he had a lot going on there inside of Project Veritas now that we didn't know. And that is part of the big story, Todd, is that a lot of conservative media, conservative ink media, is essentially complicit in helping to hide this news and keep it from the public. And I got to think, you know, if people knew about this, you know, before the election of 2020, there's no way that they're able to fake those numbers. A ton of those women and moms and dads stay home if they know this disgusting, sordid story about the Biden family. They just stay home. They don't come out. And, of course, that's our hope here. Who knew, fast forward, you know, 3.5 years, that we would still have this, you know, the pedophile in chief not only occupying the White House, but still the nominee for the other major party here in American politics.
You know, these are all very valid, you know, concerns that you guys raised at National File. And again, going back to if correct me if I'm wrong here, but the way the diary was found in this sort of halfway house type facility, the person who found the diary is the one who got in trouble. And I'm sitting here reading all of these allegations, and I'm wondering why Joe Biden was not investigated for these allegations, especially the ones about with the shower.
Right. Well, so now we're starting to delve into a little bit of some of the theater that goes on out there in the conservative news space. Look, they waited a year to arrest. Everybody might remember it was November 2021 when they SDNY broke into James O'Keefe. They waited a year. They had this hanging around. They knew it was verified, by the way, forever. The feds knew that it was verified. The New York Times knew that it was verified. And so we at National File are going to be producing a documentary that details the true story of the Ashley Biden diary this year in 2024, before the election, of course, so that everybody can get the real deal, the straight dope about exactly what happened. Now, again, I referred earlier to James having a whole bunch of problems over there at Project Veritas. I think he honestly gets a pass for how this thing ended up being handled over there. I think it's clear now that really he wasn't in control of what was going on over there. He had a whole bunch of bad actors in his camp, the camel's nose under the tent, proverbially speaking. And there are lots of camels. And we know who they are now. One of those was Matthew Tierman. Of course, James got pushed out by this guy. And a lot of this, Todd, really comes down to foreign governments interfering in U.S. politics is really what it all comes down to. And I think the American people are sick and tired of other countries, you know, whether it's China or whether it's the U.K. or whether it's Russia or whether it's Germany or whether it's Israel or whoever it is getting involved in United States politics and not allowing the American voter to have their own agency when they go to the ballot box.
So the documentary is coming out, but can you give our listeners a little taste of what you guys found, what was found in this diary?
Yes, sir. So basically we had to, this is kind of funny and ironic, I guess, we had to Veritas to get this thing out. We had a whistleblower, multiple whistleblowers and sources inside of Veritas who were really disgruntled that this thing wasn't being published. They knew that it was verified. And we confirmed that with many, many conversations. It ended up, of course, being verified with a phone call. Ashley Biden actually called up Veritas and confirmed to them on the phone one of these famous conference calls that actually was recorded audibly out loud there at the Veritas offices. And inside of this diary, really, it's sad and sordid and disgusting. And so for any of the homeschool families that are home, I want to be very careful and respectful, of course. But you've got basically a woman who's there in rehab for a whole bunch of trauma of an intimate nature. That's her whole life. And she's apparently gotten away from some of the substance abuse, but she still has a whole bunch of addiction problems related to her earlier life trauma. And that's what most of the diary is about, this 112-page document, sadly and disturbingly. And in some key sections, she basically says, you know, I'm taking these inappropriate showers with my father. Was I molested? I think so. Those are her words. We're not making that up. You can go read it in the diary. Nationalfile.com is the only place you can go read the digital version capture of Ashley Biden's own diary, confirmed to be her diary in her own words. And it's disgusting. And here we are, you know, almost 4 years later, this pedophile in chief is still occupying the White House and he's got to go. Obviously, he's bad for the country and the globe.
So let's talk about the documentary. When will it come out and how can people watch this? How can they get a copy of it?
So go to nationalfile.com / Ashley Biden diary to read about the diary and sign up for, pre-release. We're going to be working on this all year. We're looking to have this thing done in time for summer so that it people are able to see this and understand what happened with this is a lot of industry jargon. The story was spiked. You know that word, Todd. They spiked the story. Conservative Inc. spiked the story. Everybody, just about everybody in conservative, and thank you so much, Todd, for platforming this. This, in our estimation, is one of those stories that if this gets out there, man, Joe Biden, put a fork in him. He's done.
Yeah. This is insane. And it was surprising early on. There were not many people. I mean, we were talking about it on this program, and it's just disturbing because, again, they made up all of these insane stories. Grotesque stories about Donald Trump and the golden showers and all that kind of stuff turned out to be completely fake. And now you've got the president's own daughter writing in her own words behavior that should send someone to prison. That is,
yes, sir.
That's disturbing.
Well, I'll give you another little thing. Bo Biden, before he passed, unfortunately, together with the legislature in Delaware, when did they pass this law? I want to say they passed it in like 2000 and, I don't know, 789, somewhere in there when he was still with us. They went back and they retroactively changed the laws about statutes of limitations in the state of Delaware for when somebody could be prosecuted for sexual molestation. And, of course, it naturally frees up Joe Biden and any of the other Bidens for all of their crimes against, you know, their own family, like Ashley. And then I think we could say her name now publicly, poor little niece Natalie, who was also.
No. We're not going to name names like that. But I get your point.
Well, that's been public for a couple of years now.
Well, just
for the record.
So again, nationalfile.com, ladies and gentlemen, you can go and follow the development of this very important documentary. And the people at National File, the only ones courageous enough to actually step forward and do something like this. So, Noel, we appreciate the great work you and your team are doing. And I have to tell you, I read National File every day. How difficult has that been to sort of break through the as you mentioned, I think the phrase you use, conservative ink. How hard has that been for you to do?
Thanks for asking, Todd. It's tough out there. It is tough going. Thanks to guys, you know, like you and Steve Bannon who are, and Charlie Kirk, I'll say too, who are getting on the bandwagon with what we do. We really aim to continue sort of the ethos of what Breitbart started, not the Breitbart of today, but what he started way back. And it's tough out there because, you know, like, it's funny, all of the ones who you hear out there decrying cancel culture in general, Todd, they are, as soon as the lights are off, they're practicing cancel culture for stories like this. And so that's, you know, one of the secrets of the biz that, of course, guys like you and me are privy to. And we've got to break through it if we're actually going to restore some semblance of Western civilization here on this continent.
All right. Well, Noel, we're going to leave it there. Congratulations again. Good luck on the documentary, and I know we'll get you back once the documentary is out there. And, folks, I would encourage you to go check out nationalfile.com. Noel, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Todd.
All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break here, 901-260-5926. Is that not the strangest thing, though? Just imagine if there had been an allegation that Donald Trump had done something like that to one of his daughters. It would have been wall-to-wall news coverage. He would have already been arrested. But meanwhile, you have Joe Biden, and this is the issue. Nobody has refuted this. This was Ashley Biden's own diary, written in her own words, her own pen, and the media just doesn't care. It's really shocking. All right, again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, this story coming in from across the big pond. Buckingham Palace says King Charles has cancer, currently getting treatment. They say he was just in the hospital, so that he went into the hospital and he had some sort of a benign issue. And so while they were working on that, they found something else, and they have confirmed it was cancer. They're Buckingham Palace not saying what kind of cancer or what stage it was. The king is in his 70s. So we're going to keep you up to any other information. We'll bring it to you, but certainly our thoughts and prayers are with the royal family. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Rocco in Georgia, WDUN, our great affiliate there. Hi, Rocco, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, you're a big man of the media. I thought you could help me answer this question. I saw that movie over the weekend, The Beekeeper. And in that movie, the good guy in the movie goes after a corrupt guy. And it turns out the corrupt guy is a cocaine addict and is a son of the president of the United States. My question to you is, where do you think they got the idea for that movie?
Well, that's a very good question, Rocco. Where do you think they got the inspiration?
Well, I'm surprised they even followed that line, because Hollywood's liberal. and you thought they would have went the other way. But no, it went straight down the line.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, yeah, it's that's very interesting.
The Beekeeper. It's a pretty good movie.
I'll have to check that one out. I normally wait until the movies come out, you know, like on the TV. I haven't been to the movies in a long time. It costs you, the popcorn's better and cheaper at home, Rocco.
Yeah. Yep.
For what it's worth. All right, Rocco.
If you find out, let us all know.
I will do that, Rocco. Thank you for that call. It's called The Beekeeper, ladies and gentlemen. I haven't seen that one. Was Miley Cyrus in it? Okay. Let's go to North Carolina. Thomas, WSIC. Thomas, what's on your mind?
I was just thinking when you're talking about that man said, Mike, just give them California, those illegals, just make Mexico the 59th state if you're Barack Obama, but everybody else make it the 51st state and then let them have that.
Oh,
they won't have to go nowhere. They can stay right where they're at.
Oh, Lord. Really? Do we really want to do that? You really want to do that, Thomas?
Well, that's the same thing as giving them California.
Oh, geez, Alou. All right. Well, look, here's the thing. I don't think the United States could afford to lose Texas. I think that's the bigger concern here. And I think, you know, this is it's a big deal. And I know it's sort of passed in the headlines because of all the other stuff happening in Washington. But over the weekend, you had a bunch of Republican governors down there saying, hey, look, we're going to be standing alongside Greg Abbott and the Texans. So that's far from over, Thomas.
That's right. Go ahead and put the border up. I'm not saying don't put the border up. Just make a state.
Wow. All right. Well, yes, we will take that under consideration. Thomas from North Carolina says just make Mexico a state. Oh, sweet mercy. I don't know about that. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Here's the Chicago mayor playing the race card about all of this border stuff. Cut 7.
I have children who attend schools who have soccer games, y'all. You know, you all are asking me as if I'm not a parent in this city. I get it. I'm mayor. I get it. But you're asking me to give you a date, and I have to court. Do you understand that you have not had a mayor like me? I get that. I have a wife. I have children. They have schedules. And plus, we still have public safety that we have to address. We still have the unhoused that we have to address. I still have a budget that I have to address. And I'm doing all of that with a black wife raising 3 black children on the west side of the city of Chicago. I am going to the border as soon as possible.
Oh, my. What's up with that? They've had black mayors in the, he's talking about old Beetlejuice. She was of the Lebanese descent, if you know what I mean. Oh, careful, Mr. Mayor. You got to be careful. You don't want to make those folks mad. Don't want to get the alphabet activist after you. All right, got to take a break here. Hang tight. We'll be right back, America. Okay, welcome back. So we've got some audio we want to play of some protesters. Let's play that. So that's what it sounded like. And of all places, Memphis, Tennessee, that wasn't New York City. It wasn't Chicago. It wasn't Gaza. It was here in Memphis where you had several hundred Muslims and they were wearing the burqas and they marched from City Hall on Saturday. They marched into the streets and up the ramps to the Interstate 40 Mississippi River Bridge. Now, the I-40 bridge is one of the major national corridors for truckers in America. So if Interstate 40 is shut down, you've got big problems on your hands. And the bridge was shut down for hours while police watched and tried to negotiate with these people. And I know the slogan is from the river to the sea, but there were a lot of motorists who were ready to put them into the river and watch them float off to the sea because they were pretty, I mean, it was horrible. So bad, as a matter of fact, and the traffic was backed up for literally miles. And Arkansas State Police say a woman had to be airlifted to the hospital because an ambulance got stuck in the backup. And so anyway, the Memphis Police Department, they were told by their leadership, you do not arrest anybody, even though it is a crime. Well, our next guest happened to be jogging when he came across this big event, and Ben Dieter, the morning host at KWAM Radio, was literally the only reporter on the scene for a good bit of this protest. And Dieter, good to have you back with us.
Well, Todd, it's great to be back on your show. Now, you were the first call I made while I was running. I was mile 8, and I realized I had come up on a pro-Hamas demonstration. That doesn't happen every single day in our city.
The Jew haters.
The Jew haters. And then I saw them start leaving the gates of City Hall over to the ramp of the I-40 bridge, and I immediately called Todd. I said, Todd, what do I do? They're breaking the law. They're commandeering the bridge. Todd said, go with them.
I did.
And I said, will you pay my legal fees, my fees?
And I said?
You would.
I would.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I don't think you do well in jail.
No.
I don't want to get off on a tangent. But with the outfit you are wearing jogging, probably not.
No.
That's not a good thing. So you are on this iconic bridge. This is the iconic bridge. When people see pictures of Memphis, this is the bridge they see. And over in the distance, you have the Bass Pro Shop Pyramid. So that's just to give people a scene setter. That's the bridge we're talking about.
When people leave the city of Memphis, they will look up into the sky and they will see welcome to Arkansas. For those coming from the natural state that is Arkansas, they see the big welcome to the volunteer state. So that is the scene we were dealing with.
So we're all rushing back to the radio station. You were there on the bridge reporting. As a matter of fact, Governor Sarah Sanders actually tweeted out a photograph that showed this massive mob, and you were like, you were literally in front of the mob.
So I look like Chicken Little.
Your back is to the camera, and you were facing the mob. That was pretty bold.
And they were screaming things like Allah Akbar, and so I have my Google to translate. I was like, what language are you speaking? What's going on? But I knew they meant business, so I didn't.
Oh, they're shouting Allah Akbar. You better
get off the bridge.
Get off the bridge. That's never a good thing.
Boy, oh boy. But I will say, it was to be a part of, and I don't want to call them historic, what they did. It was illegal. It was unlawful. But to actually be on the bridge that we've seen in places like New York City, they've shut down commerce in LA, you name it. They've been all over these cities. To see pro-Hamas supporters come face-to-face with Memphis motorists in a standoff for hours, it was something to be there.
I rushed back and sort of anchored our coverage on Saturday because people didn't know what was going on. Nobody else was covering it.
No.
And so we decided to go live, and people started literally just calling in. This lady literally stumbled upon the KWAM, the radio station, Cut 11.
Like, I don't know what's happening. Like, I don't know why. I thought it was an accident. You know, and I'm like tweeting at RDOT, tweeting at TDOT. Like, I know I'm not supposed to do that when I'm in the car, but when you're parked, what are you going to do?
True. Good boy.
So I've been, you know, my kids are all out of the nest, so I'm trying to learn to use AI. So I asked the Bing chatbot to help me find a news radio, right? I don't listen to AM radio. What the hell? So I'm so glad I found you guys because I was freaking out. I was like, what is happening?
I bet that lady was listening to AM radio after that over the weekend.
And do you know what our guys did? We went to the chat box and we decided if this is actually true. If you go to artificial intelligence and type in News Talk Station, do you know, Todd, we are the only radio station that comes to the top of the list. There's no other.
Don't tell everybody. We got competition. Well, not much, but
no,
it is what it is.
Well, great job about that, Todd, though, because a lot of people are very confused what was happening in the city her panic.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of people very concerned. So you're there on the bridge, and they weren't arresting anybody.
No.
I mean, they were up there for hours. And the reason I bring this up, just last week on this radio program, we were talking about the six pro-lifers who got arrested for praying outside of an abortion clinic near Nashville, and they're facing 10 years in jail. They got arrested.
And they probably didn't understand that they would be arrested before they went to that pro-abortion clinic. These protesters knew that there was 100% certainty that what they were doing was breaking the law. Hence the reason their pro-Hamas activist leaders, the organizers of this protest, led courses on what to do if you are arrested. Because it wasn't a matter of if you will be arrested, it's a matter of when. So what they told everybody, if you are a person that is protected by law enforcement, aka white people, stand on the outside of the mob. People of color, as they would describe themselves, go to the center because of police brutality.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so the police...
I went straight to the middle.
So, but the police... Do we know... Did the police... Were they given orders? Do we know who gave the orders not to arrest the Muslim protesters? I'm sorry, the Muslim protesters.
Our listeners all morning long have been asking that question. Who told law enforcement to stand down? Because what they ultimately did was they catered to a small mob of activists and forgot and ignored the pleas of thousands and thousands of motorists who gave those orders to stand down.
Yeah. Earl Farrell, who hosts the Afternoon Drive show on KWAM, was actually coming back from a fishing trip. He was stuck in this massive jam in Arkansas. He said, based upon his conversations with the other motorist, that there were about 5,000 more than willing to go up there and physically remove the Muslims from the interstate.
We got a lot of crap for that by telling people to maybe, you know.
A Fox reporter.
A Fox News.
Fox, yeah, the local Fox affiliate.
So the meteorologist decided to dabble in on this controversy, and she said, the amount of messages that I am seeing of hateful rhetoric towards these Muslim protesters, have you no shame? Because I guess some people are saying just hit the right pedal and problem solved. You get across the bridge.
Four-wheel drive.
Mm-hmm. And you raised the question, what about the lady that had to be transported by a helicopter because her life was in jeopardy because of said protesters?
Or the big rigs that were hauling supplies to grocery stores, to hospitals. I mean, there were a lot of people that were not just inconvenienced on Saturday. Lives were jeopardized by the actions of these Muslims. And the message from the Memphis Police Department and from Memphis City Hall, which is where I suspect all of these orders came from, Memphis City Hall, is it's okay. We're going to turn a blind eye if you go and block one of the most important bridges in America.
What do you think would have been the bigger PR nightmare for this administration? Genuinely asking, all of these kids and these radical Muslims being handcuffed, thrown into the back of patrol cars, or what we saw unfold? What's the bigger crisis for their public relations department?
I hope the lady survives whatever medical emergency she had been. Mm-hmm. But if she doesn't, I think that whoever gave the order for the police to stand down should face charges in connection to that woman's death. Heaven forbid she dies.
At minimum, the family file a lawsuit against the city.
And every person standing on that bridge ought to face charges.
Mm-hmm.
Except for me. The reporters.
Except for me.
Except for you, yeah. By the way, that reminds me. So you're standing there, and you know we see your running outfit. You really need to wear pants.
Pants, I know. So that's interesting.
No ID.
That's interesting because I'm trying to get off the bridge when I realized all hell was breaking loose on that bridge. It took them about an hour and a half to actually have the proper law enforcement to remove these activists from the bridge. So when they started showing up in force, I realized that was my sign to get off the bridge. So I go down there. They say, who are you? Are you a protester? I say, I'm a member of the media. I'm a member of Todd Starnes Media Company.
Uh-oh.
They said, where are your press credentials? I said, on my phone. I was out on a jog. It didn't cut it for them. They had to get my name, my number, my address, my parents' social security. I'm kidding about that. All of that to say, I hope I'm not facing any charges on the other side of this.
That still wasn't good enough because I had to take care of some things privately. So, but you're good.
I'm good?
Yeah, you're good. You should be okay. So
but I had to call him. I'm like, he's our reporter.
I'm spitting out my coffee right now. This is new news.
No, breaking. Yeah, I didn't want to bother you with it. I didn't want to get too nervous. But if I were you, I would do the speed limit the next couple of days.
Roger that.
Ben Dieter here, our morning show host on KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee, covering this big national news story where you had thousands and thousands of motorists who were stuck on the interstate system because the Muslims were allowed to protest. And it was pretty ugly. They were shouting Allah Akbar. And we understand now that the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation has been called in and by Senator Brent Taylor. And hopefully they will investigate and get to the bottom of all of this.
They will do this again. As I said earlier on the program, they did this after the death of George Floyd. Where did they go? They went to the bridge. They shut it down. We have this happening in the Middle East. They went to the bridge and they shut it down. What happens in the month of June, Todd? With the activism month of the pride, they're going to go to the bridge once again. If there are not consequences and the message coming from our city, there are none.
Had a great caller, a black man, called into the program and said, you know, I don't mean to be racist here, but why can't they just go to their own country and protest? Which is a great point. You know, if you want to protest what's happening in Gaza, go to Gaza.
It's a fair question. Or just get off the interstate. I would have been fine if they would have camped at a city hall off the interstate.
Should have had those guys that are doing the donuts on the interstate.
No, Todd, that's what gets us in trouble. Okay. The donut mafia.
I'm just saying.
You know, Turn them loose.
Let them loose. That's it. All right. Well done, Ben Dieter. So good job. And again, we're going to get to the bottom of this. It's absolutely unacceptable that people who are pro-life are getting thrown in jail and sent to prison. Meanwhile, they're letting these Muslims, and by the way, we're talking about Christians and Muslims here. So the Christians go to jail. They're protesting peacefully and legally. Meanwhile, you've got the Muslims out there shutting down highways and the mayor's office. And we've got a brand new mayor. The guy's name is Paul Young. And he botched this. He botched this.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how all this plays out.
All right, Todd. Well, thanks for paying my legal fees.
Glad to do it.
I'll get you a coffee sometime.
We took up a collection.
All right. Good stuff.
About $20.
GoFundMe on his live show blog.
No, we're not GoFundMe. All right. Ben Dieter, soon to be in jail. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Don't forget, folks, pick up that phone, call your elected leader on Capitol Hill. Oh, was that Play That Funky Music, White Boy? I think that's what that song is. Maybe that ought to be, Dylan, that ought to be the new theme song. Play That Funky Music, White Boy. Or maybe not. I'm thinking about it. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Patricia in North Carolina. Hi, Patricia. What's on your mind?
Todd.
Yes.
What's going on? What is going on with the Lankford? What happened to Lankford? What, he become a rhino?
Yeah, you know, it's weird, but he has always sort of been, I mean, he was conservative-ish, but now I think he's gone over to the Turtles side.
He's getting a little pay cut. You think somebody's throwing him I'm not kidding. I think they're all in the tank here.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
I'm not kidding.
Something's not right about it. Doesn't feel
Lankford
right.
Lankford, when I used to see Lankford on there, he was like really like a tough guy. All of a sudden, he changed.
Sure did, Patty.
So, another thing, too, it's right. What's in this bill is a bunch of garbage. It's not going to pass the House.
No, as a matter of fact, Mike Johnson says this thing is dead on arrival. So he's not going to budge, and he can't budge. Even if he wanted to, he can't budge because so many Republicans are saying, this is it. We're done here. So Patty, got to run, my friend. It's great to hear from you, and thank you for listening. 901-260-5926. By the way, if you go to our website, we've got a piece up about King Charles has cancer. They're not giving us much information right now. Also, head over there and pre-order a signed edition. I'm going to be personally autographing, inscribing editions of the brand new book. And if you do it through our website, toddstearns.com, you're actually going to get it before you will like see it in bookstores. So that's sort of a cool thing. All right, coming up in the next hour, folks, we have a lot more as we break down what exactly is in this insane border bill. We're going to be talking to Congressman Andy Harris from Maryland. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking to General John Tykert, who just retired from, he was the commander at Edwards Air Force Base and Joint Base Andrews there in the D.C. area, now running for the U.S. Senate. And he's picking up some big endorsements, so we'll try to get his take as well on what's happening on the border. And, of course, folks, now is a great time to head over and get yourself signed up for Newsmax Plus. They've got some great, great opportunities for you over at NewsmaxPlus.com. Again, that's NewsmaxPlus.com. All sorts of news and information there for you to check out. And, by the way, listeners of the Todd Stearns Radio Show, you guys are getting a free, yes, that's right, a free trial run. So that's a pretty cool deal. And you'll be able to get all of the shows, watch Newsmax on your smartphone or your home TV as well. All right, folks, hang tight. Hour three coming up. Going to be a lot of fun. Don't forget, head over to the website. And if you're looking for something free, you don't want to buy anything, well, you can download our free podcast and newsletter. Folks, hang tight. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today. Hope all is going well wherever you might be. Well, we have a lot going on today, and folks, I'm telling you, the only story that we really need to be focused on is what's happening up on Capitol Hill with this insane border bill. This is nothing more than an amnesty bill, ladies and gentlemen. That's all it is. So we're urging you, pick up the phone, call your elected leaders, and then give us a call at 901-260-5926. Again, that's 901-260-5926. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders from Arkansas. And I will say this before we play this audio. Pay very close attention to Governor Sanders. She's getting a larger profile in the national media and in Trump world. And there's a reason for that. She was down at the border with Governor Greg Abbott. Let's take a listen. Cut eight.
Put very simply, Joe Biden has completely failed at one of his most basic and important duties as the president. He has failed to protect our borders and protect our people. Not only has he failed at his job, but he's been dishonest about it. He's trying to pass off the idea that somehow he has no ability to do anything to fix it. And Congress has to step up. When every single person knows he could make changes and steps right now, today, to help secure our border and protect our country. Yet he simply refuses to do so. And because of his failures, Governor Abbott is having to step up. Governors from across the country are having to step up and do the job of the federal government because they simply won't.
All right, there you go. Again, that's Sarah Huckabee Sanders down on the border with a bunch of other Republican governors. Good for you, Sarah. Meanwhile, Nikki Haley is on Saturday Night Live last night, And folks, or rather Saturday night, and folks, I don't want to say has been, but it's a has-been TV show. That show hasn't been funny since the 1970s. So Nikki Haley on SNL, cut number 7.
Okay, our next question comes from someone who describes herself as a concerned South Carolina voter.
Yes, hello. My question is, why won't you debate Nikki Haley?
Oh, my God, it's her, the woman who was in charge of security on January 6th. It's Nancy Pelosi.
For the 100th time, that is not Nancy Pelosi. It is Nikki Haley.
Are you doing okay, Donald? You might need a mental competency test.
You know what I did? I took the test and I aced it, okay? Perfect score. They said I'm 100% mental. And, you know, I'm competent because I'm a man. That's why a woman should never run our economy. Women are terrible with money. In fact, a woman I know recently asked me for $83.3 million.
And you've spent $50 million in your own legal fees. Do you need to borrow some money?
Oh, Nikki, don't do this, Nikki. Nikki Tiki Tommy. Nikki, don't lose that number. Nikki Haley, Joel Osment. Nikki Haley, Joel Osment, we call her. Sixth Sense, remember that one? I see dead people.
Yeah, that's what voters will say if they see you and Joe on the ballot.
Oh, that's not very nice, Nikki. It's not nice. And I'm always very nice to you, except when I'm implying you weren't born in this country. Even though you're from South Carolina, and now I'm going to beat you in your state.
And did you win your home state in the last election?
I won Staten Island. And the parts of Long Island where the fistfights happen, where they get out of the cars if you honk at them. I love my World Star Whites.
All right, well, that is a new one on me. Okay, we have time for one more question, and it's actually for Ambassador Haley.
Curious, what would you say was the main cause of the Civil War? And do you think it starts with an S and ends with a lavery?
Yep, I probably should have said that the first time. And live from New York, it's Saturday night.
All right, so there you go. It wasn't funny. It just was not funny. And she didn't come across as being humorous or funny. So I'm not sure what she was hoping to accomplish there. Was she trying to win over Democrats? Is that what she was trying to do? Because those are the only people that actually watch Saturday Night Live anymore. Meanwhile, NBC News is stunned that Trump is actually leading Biden by 5 points. Take a listen to Cut 13.
Let's just start with the bottom line. When you ask folks, hey, if it's the general election and it's Trump versus Biden, in our poll, Donald Trump now leads Joe Biden by 5 points. Compare that to the last time we polled back in November. Trump was ahead then, but it was only by 2 points. And it's even more significant when you look at it this way. Over time, we have been testing for 5 years now, going back to 2019, a Biden-Trump matchup. Remember, 2019, 2020, Joe Biden led. He led big in every single one of our polls. For the first time in November, Donald Trump pulled ahead in our poll, and now at 5 points, this is the biggest lead NBC has ever had in 16 polls for Donald Trump over Joe Biden. And of course, undergirding all of this is this question of, he is the incumbent, Joe Biden. We ask voters, what do you think of the job he's doing? And look at that, Kristen, 37% approve, and now 60% disapprove.
There you go. I mean, folks, it's everybody is seeing the writing on the wall here. And trust me, I know that everybody's talking about immigration right now, but the issue is the economy. And there are a lot of Gen Z voters out there. And these kids are working their butts off. They went to college. Many of them have degrees. They're having to pay off their student loans. And the jobs they're getting out of college, they're not able to make ends meet. And a lot of them are having to work 2 and 3 jobs. It's unbelievable. People are sick and tired of what's happening in the country right now. And I know it's kosher in the conservative talk world to smack around Gen Z, but look, these kids are working, and they're a lot more conservative than millennials are, and more tolerable. I'm just telling you, these kids should be able to live their American dream, And with the Biden economy and with all these illegals coming across the border, they're not able to do it. They're just not able to do it. By the way, talking about the border, it's not the people from Mexico and Guatemala who are the ones that we got to be worried about. It turns out that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of Chinese people coming across our border. You can't make this up. Take a listen.
We wondered how all of these migrants knew about this particular entryway into California. The answer was in their hands.
TikTok.
Oh, you learned on TikTok. Yeah. TikTok is a social media platform created in China. The post we found had step-by-step instructions for hiring smugglers and detailed directions to that hole we visited. We were struck by just how orderly and routine it all seemed. The migrants walked about a half mile down a dirt road and waited in line for U.S. Border Patrol to arrive so they could surrender.
There you go, folks. So my question to you, what do you think the Chinese are doing coming into the country? What do you think they're doing sneaking in? You think they're here to pick lettuce and carrots and radishes and rutabagas? You think that's what the Chinese are doing here? Or are we watching armies of military-aged young men of Chinese descent invading our nation, causing us mayhem? Now, look, over the weekend, there have been some incidents across the country where small towns and cities, their systems were hacked. There were phone systems and other important infrastructure that went offline. Is it possible, just possible now, that this is being done by the Chinese that have snuck across the border? Are they here to cause us ill intent? What is their purpose for being in this country? Those are the issues we need to address. But that's not what this Senate bill is doing, by the way. The Senate legislation, ladies and gentlemen, the only point of this legislation is to shove their illegal status into your face as a hardworking person. That's what this is about. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us here on the Todd Stearns radio program. Let's go to John in Lakeland, California, watching us today on Newsmax 2. John, what is on your mind?
I'm talking about your speaker about when you saw the 60 Minutes piece last night on the Chinese coming through the borders there. There were some that may not be doing trouble, but because it was women, they showed women on there. But I think there's a lot of them that are coming in to do some shenanigans when all comes time to China. If we have to go Taiwan, defend Taiwan, they may just come in and do us in.
John, appreciate that call. Appreciate that thought. And thank you for watching. And look, I think that we do, ladies and gentlemen, we do have to step back and ask ourselves a very simple question. Why are these very well-dressed young men, clearly young men of means because of the way they are groomed, all of them have hair gel, the latest haircuts. It's not like they've been wandering around in the Mexican desert for months and they're stumbling across the border, right? They're showing up very well-dressed, very well-groomed. They've got backpacks. They've got all of their whatever they need, they have. So you have to ask yourself the question, what is it that they want? What is their plan? What is going on here? And this is why President Trump put out this scathing message earlier today about this Senate border bill that would, in effect, give these people amnesty. And by the way, also buried deep inside this 300-page bill, there is a provision that would allow the D.C. courts, some of the most liberal courts in America, they would be the ones to sign off on any future immigration bills and changes. Also, the way this bill is written, that President Trump, when he is reelected, yes, I said it, when he is reelected in November, would be forced to abide by this legislation. That's what we're talking about here. Something stinks to high heavens, and shame on Senator James Langford. Shame on him for betraying the American people. I'm going to make this super simple. I don't care if it's one person. I don't care if he says we're going to allow one person a day to come across our border, then we shut it down. No, sir. The number we're looking for is zero. I mean, it really is that simple. Zero. Nada. Zilch. A big goose egg, sir. That's what we're looking at. No more. If you want to reform immigration, have at it. But let's start with the people that are trying to come here legally. Can we do that? Can we all agree to do that? All right, let's go to the phones here. Diane in Idaho, watching us on Newsmax 2. Hi, Diane. What's on your mind?
Hi. It's time to shut the trains down. Close them at the border. It's bad enough they're walking across. Too many on the trains. They got to do something.
Diane, what do you think they're doing here? Why do you think they're coming across? They're coming to this country?
Because Biden invited them. The imbecile that he is.
It's a frightening thing, Diane, and I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of paying the bills for these people. Diane, appreciate that call, and thank you for watching Newsmax. By the way, this story out of New York, where Eric Adams is launching a $53 million pilot program that's going to provide cash to illegal families currently living in hotels, which, by the way, the hotels are being paid for by your tax dollars as well. The mayor telling the New York Post that the illegals need the money to buy culturally relevant food. In other words, they need to, I guess they need to buy what, fortune cookies, mugu gai pan, some gorditas, some burritos. By the way, this is only a pilot program. So if it works out, more than 150,000 illegals that are now living in New York City will be eligible, and the price tag we're looking at here for the housing and the food is $12 billion over the next 3 years. And this is all coming out of your pocketbook, ladies and gentlemen, every single penny. Meanwhile, many of the hardworking people in Queens and Staten Island, those people are living paycheck to paycheck. They're going without. You think they've got money to squander like that? I'm sure they would love to go out to eat. I have no doubt about that. I'm sure that many of them would love to have a credit card, but maybe they don't have good credit. I'm sure they would love to be able to stay at one of those fancy hotels in New York City, but they don't have the money. Instead, our government, ladies and gentlemen, is shoving aside the American taxpayer, and they're bringing in our replacements, these illegals who will be reliant upon the federal government for every single thing they need in life. And I don't think that's right. All right, let's go to Kurt in Michigan, watching us on Newsmax 2. Hi, Kurt, what's on your mind?
Oh, hi. I want to reiterate, I can't believe Senator Langford would come out and support this bill. And it just ratifies what we've been... I never thought of Senator Langford as a rhino, but for heaven's sake, it just ratifies what we're saying. This is what we got. The first thing we got to do is get rid of the rhinos. I don't know if you played House Member Scalise's comments, who said the bill was DOA when it reached the House. But he said they're not telling us that there's 5,000 illegal immigrants that are going to be allowed under the bill, and automatic work permits and asylum. To the asylum recipients, it certainly is what he said. It's an invitation, for illegal immigration. We just need to stop certainly the flow over the border. And I can't imagine anybody supporting 5,000 a day. That's just incredible.
And the way that legislation is written, Kurt, it's 5,000 or more a day. So, and again, we're not even talking about the people that are getting across that nobody really knows about. And who knows how many people have done that. Kurt, appreciate that call, and thank you for watching today. All right, we've got to take a break here, folks. Head over to our website, and I want to encourage you to get yourself a special edition of my brand new book. I'm going to be personally autographing and inscribing copies of Twilight's Last Gleaming. The information is up on the front page of our website, toddstearns.com. Now, this is a limited edition offer, so you need to go ahead and get in on this right away. Again, that's Twilight's Last Gleaming. Go to toddstearns.com, and you will be able to order that special edition of the book. All right, hang tight, folks. Your calls. We're going to be going to Capitol Hill and talking to Congressman Andy Harris as well. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us today. And welcome all of our viewers on Newsmax 2 as we simulcast this last hour of the radio program. Our telephone number, well, lines are full, so if you're calling, just keep dialing, and you'll be getting a busy signal, but you'll be able to get in. Right now, though, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're honored to have Congressman Andy Harris with us, who is a doctor, Navy veteran, and a member of the House Freedom Caucus. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
It's good to be with you, Todd.
Well, Congressman, the big story, we're getting people's reactions to this border bill. And I'm telling you, the callers and the listeners of this program are pretty fired up and very upset over this.
They should be. I've got to tell you, you know, a bill that legitimizes 2 million illegal immigrants a year. This is unbelievable. This would triple the amount of people entering the country legally every year. And it's just we can't sustain this. We can't tolerate it. Our school systems, our law enforcement systems, they're at the breaking point already. This is crazy to do anything but close the border.
Congressman, I think a lot of people are just very surprised at Senator Lankford, who's been a pretty reliable conservative voice up on Capitol Hill. The senator is out there still refuting all of the things you just said and accused people like you of spreading misinformation.
Well, look, I know Jim Lankford from when he was in the House. I appreciate that he tried and he worked hard on this, but I've got to tell him, look, just do the math. Just on the asylum alone, it's 5,000 people a day times 365 days in a year is 1.8 million people. Totally legitimized, accepted into the country, given a work permit. This is just craziness. And look, I appreciate he wanted to do something about the border. There's some people who think you have to do something and that anything is better than nothing. In this case, nothing is better than doing this bill.
I was looking at some of the provisions, and one of them that really got me, Congressman, and I'm a big supporter of the Nation of Israel. I'm not a big fan of giving any of our tax dollars to any countries, whether it be Ukraine or Israel, when the American border has gone unprotected. Why do we want to spend money to protect their borders when we're not protecting our own?
Well, this is Speaker Mike Johnson's point. I mean, he has been saying for months now that unless this bill includes real border protection, and it doesn't, this is not real border protection. We know what real border protection looks like because we passed H.R. 2 over to the Senate last year. You add that with some metrics that allow us to enforce H.R. 2, because otherwise this administration just won't pay attention to that law like they aren't paying attention to current law. But you put metrics in there. Then let's talk about whether or not we're going to help defend another country's border. But until then, again, like the speaker says, this is dead on arrival in the House. And, Majority Leader Scalise has said it's not coming up for a vote.
Now, I want to play some audio. Chuck Schumer is out there, and he's basically threatening the American people, saying if we don't pass this, then your sons and daughters could actually be fighting a war in Ukraine. Are you buying into? Well, you know, let's take a listen to this audio, and then I'm going to get you to respond to it. Cut six.
You've said that you worked very closely with Leader McConnell on this bill. Now that we see what's in it, seems to be as bipartisan
as it gets, why wouldn't both sides really want this to go through?
Well, it's a great question, Mika. Look, it took a long time, 4 months of arduous negotiations. They fell off the tracks a whole bunch of times. I had to be on the phone even at midnight saying, we've got to keep going. Why? We're at a turning point in America. This bill is crucial, and history will look back on it and say, did America fail itself? Why is it crucial? Well, if we don't aid Ukraine, Putin will be walk all over Ukraine. We will lose the war, and we could be fighting in Eastern Europe in a NATO ally in a few years. Americans won't like that. If we don't help Israel defend itself against Hamas, that perpetual war will go on and on and on. If we don't help humanitarian aid to the starving Palestinians in Gaza, hundreds of thousands could starve. And the border, everyone has said it's chaos. A speaker, you just saw Speaker Johnson, he said it's chaos. We have to do something legislative a few months ago. But what has happened, in answer to your question, so this is crucial for America. It's a turning point. History is going to look over our shoulders and say, did we rise to the occasion? To his credit, Mitch McConnell did.
Okay, let me jump in here. So Congressman, you heard Schumer there saying, hey, I mean, it's basically a threat. You're either going to do this or we're going to have to send American boys and girls over there to Ukraine. I don't see it that way.
Look, that's ridiculous. You know, one has to ask Chuck Schumer, if that's true, then why does this have another $58 billion above the Ukraine spending in it? I mean, this is not just about Ukraine. And on that point, you know, most people feel that if we were to agree to just militarily, to give military aid, it would be on the order of $10 to $15 billion. That's all. And again, and we could easily find money to pay for it somewhere else in the government. That's what we did for Israel. If Chuck Schumer is so concerned about Israel, why didn't he pass the bill last November that we sent over to the Senate with being paid for by hiring fewer IRS agents? I guess he doesn't think Israel is that important. Again, there are a million other ways to do this. They chose to have a $118 billion unpaid-for bill. And again, with a 2.4 trillion dollar annual deficit, a $34 trillion federal debt, Chuck Schumer is sending over $118 billion unpaid for, just purely put on the government credit card. We can't do that anymore. We can't afford to do that. That's the real threat to America, is our debt and our deficit, which this bill only makes worse.
So, Congressman, we heard Steve Scalise. We've heard from the Speaker, dead on arrival. What happens next?
Well, it remains to be seen whether this can actually make it out of the Senate. Apparently, they're taking a big procedural vote on Wednesday. They have to find enough Republicans who think that this is a good border deal. There are some liberal Democrats who, of course, don't want to aid Israel, don't want to help help Israel. So they may not have the votes in the Senate. And with regards to one thing Chuck Schumer said, with regards to this humanitarian aid for the Palestinians, I don't recall us giving humanitarian aid to Nazi Germany during the war or to Japan during the war. We only did it after they were vanquished. That's the way America should do it. First, you defeat the enemy. Then you send in humanitarian aid once they are completely defeated, and Hamas needs to be completely defeated.
Congressman, what would you tell voters looking at the Senate right now? In my estimation, any Republican who votes for this deserves to be primaried. What say you?
Well, look, again, I know Jim Lankford. I'm sure he did his best. But, you know, when you deal with the Democrats, honestly, it's like dealing with the devil. And the devil is in the details. The details of this plan are not good. I don't know if they're going to get 9 Republicans. They probably need 20 to offset some of the Democrats that are going to vote against it. I don't know if they get there. And those Republicans are going to have a lot of explaining to do about why they agreed to a border bill that keeps our border open. And that's not our words. That's the words of Senator Murphy from Connecticut, who said this bill keeps the border open.
All right. Well, Congressman, appreciate your frankness, and let's see what happens on the Senate side. I know our listeners are lighting up the phones up on Capitol Hill. What about in your office? Have you been getting calls from your constituents?
Oh, absolutely. They are just furious about what's going on in the border, and they understand that this bill doesn't make it any better. In fact, it makes it worse.
All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. We appreciate the great work. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
All right, Congressman Andy Harris, everybody. Look, he didn't say it, but I will. Any Republican who supports this needs to be primaried. And folks, it is going to be a long and arduous task, but we have got to root out the rhinos in our own party. I mean, it really is that simple. And Senator Lankford, for him to come out here and still defend this is just beyond me. I mean, we can all read, right? Come on. All right, let's take a couple of calls before we have to run to break here. I want to go to David in Texas, who has a theory about why these young men are coming into the country. David, you are on the air.
Hi, Todd. How you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
These men are military age. They are they're coming. It's a true invasion. At worst, at the very least, they are UN troops. And you don't take your family to war. That's why they're all single.
That's a good point, David. They're coming across that border. And again, that we've been told they're escaping war-torn countries. But why would they leave their wives? Why would they leave their children at home if that's the case?
Because they're coming to war.
That's it. David, I'm afraid you're right, and it concerns me greatly. I wonder, David, do you think the country is prepared for multiple attacks in multiple cities around the nation?
No, they're not. They're not prepared.
David, appreciate that call. That is a very sobering statement right there. And he's right. I don't think we are ready. I don't think we are ready. And the next 9/11 style attack will not just happen in one or two or three cities. It will be across the nation and it will be chaos. And the question is, are we ready to deal with something like that? All right, let's go to Loretta in Rhode Island watching us on Newsmax 2. Hi, Loretta. What say you?
I say the reason why these people are being allowed into the country illegally is for the medical industrial complex, which means that all the health care that's going to be provided will be paid by the taxpayers. My children who have plans of their own are paying astronomical amounts of money for their own medical plans. They're all born and raised and working since they're 16 in America, Americans, but no, they cannot have free health. So the medical industrial complex, the budget for them is actually higher than our defense budget, okay? And I believe that that's what that whole gender surgery thing is too all about. It's because they're not doing anything for the children. The people that are making the money are the people that are supplying the procedures that are training the surgeons that are performing the surgeries. So we're being distracted by a lot of things, but don't ever be distracted. Know for a fact that people are making serious money, including the industrial medical complex.
Loretta, I want you to think about this for a moment. Not only that, but when you get, and again, since Biden was elected, we've had almost 10 million illegals flooding into the country. You're looking at wages plunging across this nation, and that will impact everybody because you better believe these businesses, these companies are going to hire the cheap illegal alien labor.
Well, you know who else is making money? The other people that are making money is the automobile industry because these people are coming in 3, 4, 5 in their families. So that means 3, 4, 5,000. You don't have to pay for a hotel or anything else. So you can go to the brand new car dealership and buy brand new cars. And how I know that is by when I went down to Florida for my daughter's wedding, I was at the Wawa and I thought I was in a third world country, but everybody had a brand new Lexus, a brand new Range Rover, or a brand new something. And they spoke not one word of English. And I looked at the sales for automobiles for the last 3 years, and they certainly have gone up each and every year. So the big businesses are making big money, Walmart, Kmart, everybody, they're in there shopping galore because they have the money to do so, because they have the food stamps to go in to buy the food, so they have that money that comes in through Social Security that they can go and buy clothes and this and that, more than I can buy, more than my children can buy, and yeah. And we are in trouble because we cannot sustain this their lifestyle.
All right, Loretta, great comments. Wise woman right there, ladies and gentlemen. Loretta from Rhode Island, thank you. Folks, we've got to take a break here. Again, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Well, I feel like I need to go to the window in our palatial broadcast bunker and look outside to see if pigs are flying, because we've got a miracle, ladies and gentlemen. Al Sharpton, the man who cosplays as a reverend, just told Senator Chris Murphy on MSDNC that America is getting invaded. Wow, even Big Al says, hey, we got a problem here. You know why? You know why? Because Al Sharpton gets it. His constituency, they are the most impacted by what's happening at the border right now. That's what's going on. All right, let's go to Tom in Pennsylvania. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind?
Hi, Ted. Well, you know, the border's on my mind like it is everyone else. Unfortunately, it isn't the only national security problem that we have America's faces today. I think everybody's well aware of that. The other thing is I have a problem with our representatives, our politicians in Washington who support this bill, you know, as far as money for the Ukraine and Israel and the border, saying that they're not for it, but they respect their colleagues who support it. If they don't have fall in with your religious views, your values, I would say I have no respect for them. I may tolerate them, but I'm not going to say on one hand they're not doing the right thing, but on the other hand they're a really good guy. I just don't believe in that.
Tom, that's where I was trying to, you know, we just had the congressman on, and I get it. He likes James Lankford. The senator's been a regular on this program. But the fact is, he has been pulled aside multiple times. He's been told behind closed doors that this is a horrible deal and that the Democrats are playing him. He didn't want to listen. So at some point, you just have to own it and say, you know what, Senator Lankford, it's time for you to go back home and take up a church pastorate somewhere. He was a preacher before he went into Congress. Tom, appreciate that call. Thank you for listening. Real quick, let's go to Frank WDUN in beautiful Georgia. Hi, Frank. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. It's all very simple. It's all being run out of Davos. And there are two kinds of folks thinking on this. They're the globalists and the nationalists. Hillary and her crew, the Obamas and the Bushes are all globalists. And that's what it's all about. They're just causing chaos in the world, and this is the effort to bring down Western civilization, and in order to do that, they've got to bring down the United States.
So, Frank, I mean, it really is that simple, my friend, and I think you really summed up what's at stake here. And again, when we go and vote on Election Day, we have to, every single Republican in America has to get out and vote. And if we do that, ladies and gentlemen, we will win the day. I truly believe that we will win the day. Frank, appreciate that call. Thank you for listening. Folks, it has been a wild show. We're going to stay on top of this as the Senate debates what to do about this border bill. The House says it's dead on arrival, so that's good news. We're going to keep you updated. And, of course, be sure to listen to this radio station. Be sure to check out Newsmax.com for all the latest information. It's been a great day, folks. Now, the TV show coming your way in just about 3 minutes. We're going to have a lot of fun. Great guests. So be sure to stick around. Have a good one, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.